Right now, time for the birthday scam.
I'm going to call Michelle about a phone bill problem. They switched to carriers.
And each of them were billing her, and so she was like, wait a minute, I should only own one of, you know, owe one of y'all. So went round and round with a phone bill.
And Michelle is the victim this morning with her phone bill problems. Calling Michelle.
Edison.
Michelle, sorry to bother you. This is Robert with How are you this morning?
Hi.
I don't mean to call you at work, but we have had the problem with your bill, and I was just calling to see if we couldn't get that resolved.
No, what happened is when, okay, I got my bill.
Yes.
But I got my bill.
Right.
And I was billed for some of the same calls.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know till I went ahead and paid my bill.
That's a problem you really need to take up with them.
Okay, well, they told me to make copies and to highlight them and send them in. I copied both bills, and I've done this twice and sent them in.
And I reviewed those, and it looks to me like they're at fault and that you need to of course, cover the bill with us and then work with them on your own time to settle that matter.
Right, but I mean, I'm not going to pay for a phone call I've already paid for.
See, you shouldn't have paid them. You should have paid us.
Well, I don't see how they charged me if I was already switched to you.
Well, I don't know. You'll have to talk to them.
Okay, well, until they give me my money or something, I can't pay you. I'm not paying for the same phone call.
No, you have an obligation to us.
Hey, don't call me at work.
You have to. I'll cut you off. I will cut you off. All right.
I think she cut you off.
I got cut off.
6B.
Michelle, I'm sorry. I think I've solved the problem. I see what's going on here. And I've got the gentleman from on the line. And we'll just settle it right now, and hopefully there won't be any charge to you.
Okay, it's just that I'm very frustrated with getting the phone calls when I've asked for help.
Yes.
And no one has helped.
I understand. And
you know, I don't mind paying whatever's owed, but I'm not double paying something through no fault of mine.
And I don't think so. I have Mr. Swenson on the line. Mr. Swenson.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
Fine.
Yes, and you've already paid us, and so we're all square. We're all set.
No, she paid you accidentally. The bill should have been paid to us.
Au contraire, sir, that we've been, our account with her is current, and so any outstanding debt you have to take it up with her. We're
Look,
all set.
I'm not going to go round and round with you on this.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I keep
The guidelines,
saying.
Please, the guidelines are very clear on this.
I don't know what you're talking about. We had a bill, we billed her, she paid us. If you can't get the money from her, that's your problem.
Here's a thought. Why don't you and I and Michelle meet at a hotel and get a room, and we can talk about this privately, just the three of us.
Excellent idea.
And why don't you f*** yourself?
I'm all... Now what? We're talking. Okay.
Hello?
Two other guys that I'd like to have join us at the motel are Dean and Raj.
Okay, that's fine. Can my husband watch? Because he likes to get it on tape and watch.
Michelle, happy birthday. Yeah, David wanted us to call you.
Dead.
No.
He's dead.
He loves you.
Yeah,
and
he's dead.
He knows how much trouble you've had.
You know, some men send flowers.
He's
Others
dead.
Choose the birthday scam.
Okay, thanks.
All right, have a great day.
You too.